on the campus of Paul D. Shriver Senior High School this afternoon as we honor the great Martin Luther King Jr. The Port Washington Vikings play host to the Valley Stream Central Eagles. I'm Matt Levine, sitting next to my partner Dylan Spilko from beautiful Port Washington, New York. A terrific basketball game for you today. Port, who currently sits in fourth place in the conference, and Valley Stream Central at the bottom of the pack. Now let's go to Dylan with tonight's keys to the game.
Started things off with number one, win the rebound battle. Daniel Dash, Xavier Merriweather, and Evan Goldstein are going to have their hands full today.
And on the court for the Vikings, we have big man Daniel Dash, guard Jake Block, crew one guard Xavier Merriweather, and Jagger Alagna. And the tip is won by Dash and quickly turned over by Jagger Alagna. Valley Stream basketball. Dylan, what are your thoughts on the first possession right there?
I wouldn't really call it possession. I think it was just after the tip-off. Daniel Dash gets too far to the left.
And number four, Ahuna Okoko with the ball at the point. Swings it to number one, Cole Dock. Back the other way. Into the corner to number four, Ahuna Okoko. To 15, back to Okoko. He drives. Up with the lay-in, and it's off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Block. Going the other way. Behind the back pass to Xavier Merriweather. Kicks it out to Weingard. Weingard slows it down to Block, to Merriweather, to Alagna in the corner, fakes the shot. He swings a full court pass to Crew Weingard. Swings it to the middle of the block, and he is called for a traveling violation.
He's got to put a shot up eventually. That's too much passing around the outside. Someone's got to make a cut to the basket.
And Port is using a full court press here. And Okoko bringing up the ball, guarded by Block at half court. Okoko drives. He kicks it out to 33. Malcolm Carter, who swings it to number 12, Elijah Robinson. Back to Carter. Number 15, blocked by Daniel Dash. And Crew Weingard going the other way. A good crossover move. Merriweather fakes the shot. Weingard for three. It's in and out. Rebounded by number one, Cole Dock. And his pass, full court, is stolen by Alagna. Merriweather the other way. A good Euro step, and one. He is fouled with the lay-in.
That's an excellent drive by Merriweather. A very powerful attempt at the basket. Good and quick.
Fouls on Cole Dock.
The foul is on number one, Cole Dock. His first and the team's first. Merriweather at the line, shooting one, where he has been very successful this year.
Weather has made 56 free throws all year. That's an astonishing stat for only 12 games played.
And his shot is good.
An example of a good free throw shooting like that.
And Okoko receives the inbound pass, bringing up the ball, swings it to number 15, Ryan Germanson. Cross court to Dock, fake the shot. He drives, puts his shoulder down, swings it into the corner. And back to Okoko, who drives, puts his arm out, protects the basketball, swings to number 33, Malcolm Carter. Dock with the ball. Okoko swings it to number 15, Ryan Germanson for three. He hits from three.
That's giving them too much time on the outside. They really got to fix the exterior pressure.
Block guarded by Dock. His pass is tipped off of Germanson, and it will be Vikings basketball staying this way. Jagger Lagna inbounding it, and he passes to Jake Block. Jake Block, cross-court pass to Weingard. Weingard protects the ball. He dribbles, one dribble, to Block, to Lagna. To Merriweather corner, drives baseline. A good move. Weingard fakes the shot, puts the ball on the floor, and it's off the foot of number 12, Elijah Robinson. Back the other way. A good pass, and it's off the mark. Pulled up with a missed layup. Block the other way. And his pass to Merriweather is stolen by number four, Ahuna Okoko. Back the other way, Cole Dock receives the pass with an easy lay-in. 1-0, fast break. And Block with the basketball to Alagna. Swings it back to Block at the top of the key. One dribble on the floor to Merriweather at the wing. Weingard for three. And it's an air ball off the mark. Rebounded by Dash. Saves it from going out of bounds. And, of course, it goes to his own teammate, Jagger Alagna. Shot clock violation. The ball never hit the rim. shot clock reset, but the ball never hit the rim, so the refs are saying it's a shot clock violation.
Yeah, even though it's a shot clock violation, you got to look at that as a positive. They're able to move the ball around pretty, but they're unable to finish as of right now.
The refs are giving the ball back to court, even though it was a shot clock violation. And the pass is stolen, but gets it right back. Merriweather with the lay-in, and it's a blocking foul. Merriweather will go to the charity stripe for two.
You'll be seeing that a lot this game. Merriweather driving to the hole and trying to drop the foul.
On Malcolm Carter, his first.
The foul is on Malcolm Carter, number 33, his first, and the team's second. Merriweather, two shots from the line. And the first is good, nothing but net.
Very talented player in Merriweather, yes.
Top among all of Long Island. And his second shot from the line. And it's in and out. A rare sighting of Merriweather missing a free throw. Okoko with the ball, fakes the shot, swings it to Doc. Doc falls down, but keeps his dribble. And coach of the Eagles calls timeout. It will be a 30-second timeout for the Valley Stream Central Eagles.
Court had an opportunity to take the ball away there. Didn't really succeed as the head coach at Valley Stream was able to call a timeout. But Court has to capitalize on those opportunities. That could be an odd man break and easy layup the other way.
Now what do you like so far from both teams?
I like the fast-paced movement of both teams. Each team is getting a lot of turnovers. And that's all you got to do. You got to limit the turnovers, bad passes, and you got to start making plays out there to generate more points.
Coming out of this timeout, we have 4:46 left to play. The Vikings are trailing the Eagles by one. It is 5-4. Same starting five for both teams out on the floor as we are just almost halfway through this first quarter. It will be Valley Stream ball, number 12, Elijah Robinson inbounding. And the receiver is number 4, Ahuna Okoko. Swings it to Doc. Doc driving left. A good Euro step move. Pass is cannot be received, and it goes out of bounds. Vikings basketball.
Jermison was not ready for that ball. Doc came way too quickly for him to see it.
Jake Block calling his play. Swings it to Weingard. Weingard fakes the pass. Dribble move. Throws it to Dash down low. Dash is blocked by Ahuna Okoko. Coco, back the other way. A good Rondo move. On the floor, he is fouled. It will be on the floor. The foul is on Crew Weingard, his first. And the Eagles will inbound the basketball under their own basket. And the ball is inbounded and received by Okoko. Okoko shoots from three, and he hits from three. 8-4 lead for the Eagles. Jake Block with the ball. Swings it to Merriweather. Bounce pass to Weingard. Weingard a couple dribble moves. Throws it up to Dash. And it is too high for 6'7", Daniel Dash. Checking into the game, Evan Goldstein for Jagger Alagna. Adam Mizrahi for Daniel Dash. And Ben Winkelbaum for Crew Weingard. Okoko with the ball. Couple dribble moves, gets past Block. He drives left, puts up the shot, no good off the glass. Merriweather rebounds, goes the other way. Goldstein with the ball, bounce past the Block. Block with the fake. Mizrahi drives, kicks it out to Jake Block. Block to Goldstein, Goldstein drives. Merriweather with the ball, to Block. Block for three, and it's no good, short off the front rim. Doc the other way. Passes to Jermison. Jermison regathers and cannot hit the layup. Quick pace basketball. Mizrahi with the ball down low at the baseline. Turns it over. Jermison with the ball. And it's stolen by Merriweather. Back the other way. Merriweather, good behind the back move. And it is a charging foul on Merriweather.
Merriweather showing his agility on that play. Going behind the back.
Ahuna Okoko draws the charging foul. Foul on Xavier Merriweather, his first. Team second. Inbounding the ball, Elijah Robinson. as Port uses a full court press. 3:14 left to play in the first quarter, 8-4 lead for the Eagles. And that is Okoko with the ball. He loses it. Merriweather steals it away. Merriweather goes up, and he is passed hard by Okoko. Merriweather goes to the line for two again. Let's see if he can capitalize both shots this time.
Once again, that's another excellent effort from Merriweather. He's able to force the offense to have another turnover.
Merriweather is a very aggressive basketball player, always looking to get in there in the paint and put up a shot, trying to draw the foul. And his first shot is good. That is his 58th free throw of the year. And his second shot from the line, he takes a deep breath. Second shot is up, and it's good. He has such a pretty stroke from that line. And guarded by Merriweather. The shot by Jermison for three, no good. Rebounded by Elijah Robinson. And he does a very smart basketball player move and throws it off the leg of Adam Mizrahi. Falling out of bounds, he throws it off the leg, and it will stay Eagles ball. Elijah Robinson inbounding the ball. Gives it to Okoko. A good hesitate move. He has the ball picked off by Merriweather, but it goes out of bounds. He picks his pocket.
Quick hands for Merriweather.
2:50 left to play. Okoko with the ball at half court. Gives it down low to number 33, Malcolm Carter. And it's stolen away by Goldstein. Goldstein with a good pass to Merriweather. Merriweather can't control it, and he travels.
Unfortunate play for Port. That could have been an easy 2 points going the other way.
Robinson with the ball. Gives it to Okoko, guarded by Merriweather. Merriweather playing great defense. Screened by Carter. And in the corner, Robinson for three off the mark. Rebounded by Merriweather. Merriweather the other way. Gives it to Block. Block for the shot for two, and he is fouled. Falls down. Foul is on Okoko. Block will go to the line for two.
We're going to the line a lot in this first quarter. Already their seventh free throw attempt with 2:25.
And the first one from Block is good. What a pretty backspin on the basketball. Checking into the game for the Eagles, number 24, Imani O'Brady. He is in for Okoko with Okoko's two early fouls. And the second shot from Block is good from the line. Robinson inbounding the ball, guarded by Mizrahi. He gives it to Carter. Carter, afraid to dribble the ball, gives it to Doc. Doc calling his play. Gives it to O'Brady. O'Brady guarded by Merriweather. He goes left, gives it to Carter in the corner. Back to O'Brady. Top of the key. Driving, picks up his dribble. And gives it to Jermison. Jermison to Doc at the top of the key. 12 on the shot clock. Bounce pass to O'Brady. Guarded by Merriweather. Hesitate move. Crossover. Shot from the elbow. It's a brick off the mark. 1:50 left to play. Block to Winkelbaum. Driving in. Winkelbaum is called for the travel.
Too much hesitation right there. He has to be more decisive on that play.
1:48 left to play, 8-8 apiece. Doc bringing up the ball, guarded by Block. A good behind-the-back move, crossover through the legs. He drives, gives it to Carter. Carter to O'Brady. O'Brady feeds it into Carter in the post. Doc to Jermison, to Robinson in the corner. Robinson to Doc, guarded by Block. Feeds Jermison in the post. Jermison to Robinson, Robinson for two. It's off the mark, off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by Merriweather. Merriweather the other way. Passes to Block. Block looking for Goldstein, couldn't find him. Merriweather down low, receives the pass, puts in the layup. 10-8 Vikings. 1 minute to play in the first quarter.
Merriweather with a quick start in his first quarter. He averages 23 points a game, and looking to keep that up.
Robinson bringing up the ball. And he knocks down Jake Block. And the shot is off the mark. Rebounded by O'Brady. O'Brady in the paint. Shot. Air ball. No good. Saved by Goldstein. Mizrahi to Merriweather. One-on-one. Good move baseline. Entry pass to Mizrahi. Good dish. And he hits the layup. 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Stolen away by Block on the press. And it is a jump ball.
Jump ball, Vikings ball.
Vikings basketball.
Great tenacious effort from Jake Block on that one.
Checking into the game, number 23. Emmanuel St. Flour. And for the Vikings, Tyler Moore is in for Xavier Merriweather. 20 seconds left. Winkselbaum to Moore. Moore with a dribble. Across court to Mizrahi. Mizrahi to Goldstein. Goldstein bounce pass to Winkselbaum. Back to Goldstein. To Block. To Moore in the corner. 6 seconds left. Block with the fake. Driving. Kicks out to Moore. No. It's stolen. Doc with the shot. It's in and out. No good from half court. At the end of the first quarter, the Vikings lead 12-8. And we will be back here live with more basketball. You are listening to WDOT Port Washington.
Second quarter, Vikings basketball. Vikings up 12-8, and it'll be Valley Stream by the start. Okoko, Valley Stream, started by Mario. Makes a move, drives to the basket, kicks out from the 33 corner. Carter puts one up. It's no good. Rebound is by number 11.
I'm surprised that wasn't a little flagrant foul maybe there. He got all of his hands all over Mizrahi's neck and face.
It's like he just put him in a hole.
The court showing a rare sighting of the entire team hitting their free throws.
Another foul from Okoko in the second quarter.
I think both teams need to slow it down a little bit. They're a little antsy with the ball, trying to just put the ball in the net. And they're making too many passes to do it. I think they have to slow it down. Four Eagles defenders just guarded Mizrahi on that one play. And he lost the ball and got it back.
Full court press before it almost works. But it's still Valley Stream ball back in the home. Foul on Moore as he fouled Doc on the inbound. It will remain Valley Stream ball.
Tyler Stevenson Moore, his first, Vikings third.
Doc got that friendly roll from the rim. Another bad turnover from the Vikings.
Robinson's the inbound. One man open, he's on.
That was a great up and under move.
It was a great move, and he would go to
the line. Adam is driving his first Vikings score.
And Xavier Merriweather showing the leadership he has on this team, gathers a huddle before number 24 O'Brady takes his free throws.
Back comes Jake Moore. minutes left, 18-10.
Matt,
what do you think Port is doing right in the second quarter?
I think that they are finding the open shot. They've taken an 8-point lead so far, chipping away a little bit, hitting their free throws, capitalizing on every aspect of the game that they can. I think that they should limit the turnovers and slow down the basketball a little bit so that they can perfectly place the shot and keep chipping away at this lead.
I completely agree. Also, what they're doing different is they're taking less outside shots and driving to the basket more. They're drawing fouls and they're hitting easy layups down low.
And even if they get the foul, they're hitting their free throws.
You would like to see Portland hit some outside shots a little more to try to complete their game offensively. But defensively, they're looking pretty sound, even though they've committed a couple fouls. And it's 6:03 left, Portland leads by 8. And the Valley screen ball down from their end. Robinson will inbound. And
we haven't seen any of Daniel Dash since he came out midway through the first quarter.
Fouls on Adam Dry.
Another turnover from the Eagles that has come when they try to push the basketball a little too fast. I think Coach Julie wants a big shot from the outside, and that is why he's putting in Shanahan.
Shanahan is first, like you said.
The last couple of possessions for each team have been missed shot opportunities, and they're just shooting outside shots at this point. I think they need to go back to driving in and getting the layup. That was a great lead pass from Jake Fox to Goldstein. And Merriweather looking like James Harden out there with the Euro steps. He's putting the ball on the floor, picking it up, steps right then left, going to the hole, and getting fouled.
Court getting ready to make a sub. Senior Rob Connor will be coming in. Merriweather's first attempt.
He has missed one free throw today. And that is astonishing. And he's able to hit almost all of his free throws.
Malcolm Carter and O'Brady for Valley Stream coming up. Merriweather second half in line.
Andrew Merriweather looks forward from the line.
There's no inbounds. The dots.
Again, Merriweather driving in, draws the foul, put up the layup.
Another very aggressive drive by Merriweather. Valley Stream's coach is furious. He was expecting a charging call on Merriweather. He gets no such call, and Merriweather heads to the line for his 11th time of the game.
And this is why he averages about 8 or 9 free throws a game. Free throw made a game.
We will be right back to you with Vikings basketball.
And we are back with Vikings basketball.
And here will be Colts ball. That's off the inbound. They have given 14 points, and they are now up by 15. Jake Ball, putting up the ball.
Merriweather is such a calm player when he puts up the shot. He looks so calm when he does it.
Goes up for the layup and is no good, rebounded by Jack Merriweather.
that was a pretty pass from Merriweather and Alagna with a calm three-pointer and gets it to go.
The last few possessions before it have been huge calls from Merriweather and great defensive efforts from Block on the other end of the court. You look for Port to keep this up heading into the second half with the second quarter coming to a close soon. And we will be right back with Vikings basketball here in the second. End of the second quarter basketball here at Schreiber High School. Vikings up 31-10 with a minute 8 remaining.
Another great job by Merriweather getting to the hole and drawing the foul.
Another free throw is Ports in the bonus. Merriweather just took the free throw out of the deck. And it's good for Merriweather on the first attempt. We will be back with second half action from Schreiber High School. I don't like it on this side.
As we enter the second half of basketball, the Vikings lead 35-10 over the Valley Stream Central Eagles. And we have seen a great performance out of Fort Washington, offensively and defensively, Xavier Merriweather, with 10 points just from free throws. And Jake Block's defensive performance with his a few blocks and a few steals. Merriweather has as many points as free throws as Valley Stream Central does in total.
And here we go, second half basketball, Schreiber High School. Coco with an early three is good. A strange sight as they just...
Very strange sight. I wonder what they talked about in the locker room during half. You never want him putting the ball on the floor. You give him the ball, put up the layup. Don't let him dribble. That's when he travels. They teach you when you're 5 years old, whenever you shoot, follow your shot, get the rebound. And Alagna on that one, put up the shot, thought it was going in, and celebrated too early, it didn't go in.
On the other end, left wing, to Doc, back to a dribbles down the baseline on the left side, kicks outside the right wing, and another shot is good.
Robinson. That's your third three of the quarter.
They're on 8-0 run.
Nine. Three threes.
No, they counted it as a two.
Oh, that was a two. Excuse me.
Excuse you, yes. An 8-0 run for Valley Stream. As Alagna drives the court, puts up another shot, and it's an offensive foul on Alagna. Valley Stream ball. Rob Conoff comes
out. Fouls on Jagger Alagna. His first, Vikings first.
Valley Stream, Robinson inbounds.
That could have been a little offensive goaltending as Dash went up there for no reason and dunked on the rim without the ball. He affected the shot of going, if that was a defensive foul, that could have been an offensive, or the same team goaltending. That is the third time they have tried to draw a charge, and only two have worked. That is his second missed all game.
At this level of basketball, free throws are a must-make considering the scores are usually so low. And Merriweather's efficiency from the line really proves that the lead that Ford has is from free throws. And Merriweather misses his second free throw.
Fouls on Jake Block, his second. Vikings third.
He is a very good shooter from the outside. Good job with the offensive rebound there by Dash.
Fouls on Emmanuel Bowden, his first.
position still to Bell because team down to block, you know, makes the ball up slow. To the line. 329 left. Port up 42-18. Merriweather's first attempt from the line. It's good. Missed his last two free throws. A pretty rare sight, as he's usually very efficient from the line as he travels to the line. Upwards of 60 free throws made in this entire season, 12 games. Second free throw, no good. Loose ball.
There's some more free throws.
That was on Emmanuel Bowen, his second, while she was fifth.
That was on Bowen. And Valley Stream takes a timeout with 3:22 left. The Vikings up 43-18. And we'll be right back with Vikings basketball after this timeout. It'll be Xavier Valley shooting. 3:22 left, 43-18. The Vikings lead against Valley Stream.
We got a full house today in this gym.
Yeah, the stands are very filled. Parents, kids from all grades. And here's Merriweather from the line. Court on the court has Rob Conoff, Jagger Alagi, Daniel Dash, Merriweather, and Ben Wixelam. First free throw from Merriweather is good.
One thing that kid, Rob Conliff, is always good at, he is a very hard-working player, and he is what you call a defensive player, always in the ball somehow, some way, getting into the play.
He just doesn't give up on defense, that's what this team wants. He's a team player, at the least. And here he is guarding Doc, who drives, and he is fouled by Rob Conliff. However, it would have been an easy layup for Doc, so you could call that a smart foul.
Bounce on Rob Conoff, his first Vikings board.
It is Rob Conoff's first foul. Seems to be a spot in the court, but the players and the refs are both trying to dry off. Players have been slipping and sliding all over the court today.
Good job of Goldstein airballing the shot and hitting it out of the other team's hands to get it right back.
Drives, gets out to Robinson, pulls up in three, gets a swish, and it's
Isaac, half court,
26 points now, and it's almost the fourth quarter, and that just shows how they're off. Even if their offense wasn't even that great, they'd still be dominating this game.
With more fourth quarter action. We started the fourth quarter here. And that would be we'll take over.
And it will be Valley Stream basketball as number 20, Cisco, brings up the ball. Gives it to Doc. To Robinson. Back to Cisco. Back to Doc. Left wing. He drives right. Picked off by Merriweather. Back the other way. It's a fast break opportunity. And Elijah Robinson picks his pocket. Vikings basketball as the ball travels out of bounds. Jake Block inbounds the ball under the hoop. They run a box play. Merriweather with the shot. It's off the mark, short in the front rim. Rebounded by Evan Goldstein. Dishes it out to Moore. Top of the key. Gives it to Merriweather in the post. To Block. To Goldstein in the corner for three. And he hits the three. Doc with the ball. Guarded by Jake Block. He gives it to Cisco. Good crossover. Back to Doc. Driving right. With the floater. And it's good as he gets knocked down. No foul, but he hits the floater. Looking like Steph Curry out here. And Goldstein drives. A good pass into the paint. But there's a call. And the foul is on 33 Malcolm Carter of Valley Stream. That is his fourth personal foul. And Goldstein, they call a shooting foul, I believe. And he will go to the line. Coming out is Doc, and number 23, St. Fleur, checks in. And also coming out is Malcolm Carter, and in is Ohono Akoko. Goldstein's first shot. It's good. And he will get his second shot from the 1-1. Port Washington has been able to capitalize, on their free throws. Goldstein's second attempt. It's off the back rim, but he gets his own rebound. He kicks it out to Block, to Moore, back to Goldstein in the paint. He dribbles out at the wing. A cross-court pass, dangerous pass, swatted away by Elijah Robinson, but it travels out of bounds, and it will be Vikings basketball with 24 seconds on the shot clock. Tyler Moore with the ball, dribbles right. He pulls up from the shot, and it's no good in and out. Rebounded by Robinson. Robinson to Cisco on the outlet pass. Back the other way. Number 23, St. Fleur, back to Cisco. Robinson with the ball to Cisco again at the top of the key. To number 4, Coco. Dribbles left. Good stutter step move. And there's a foul on the floor. On the Vikings, number 20, Adam Mizrahi. That is his third personal foul.
6 minutes remaining. You can almost write off this game as a court win. By 24.
And a Coco for three. It's way off. Rebounded by Moore. Moore, fast break. Slows it down. Picks up his dribble. Cross-court pass to Block. Block drives. Cross-court pass to Mizrahi for three. And he buries the triple. And Okoko drives and is fouled by number 22, Xavier Merriweather. That is his third personal foul. And going to the line is Okoko. He will have two shots from the line. His first shot. It's good. And it's right through as a swish. Checking into the game is Doc, in for Cisco. And Okoko's second shot from the line. And that one is good as well. 55-30 lead for the Vikings with just under 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Mizrahi in the corner fakes the shot. Gives it to Moore down low. Passes to Ressa. Ressa out to Block. Ressa again in the post. Across to Mizrahi. Mizrahi puts up the three. And he buries the triple. That is back-to-back threes for Adam Mizrahi. Adam Mizrahi showing the way he played as a sophomore, now a senior on this team. He is showing how he played 2 years ago with his three-point outing right here. 5:36 left to play in the fourth quarter. You are listening to WDOT Port Washington, and we will be back live from Schreiber High School. coming out of the break. The score is in favor of the Vikings by 28. And inbounded, and Okoko brings up the ball for the Eagles. Passes to Malcolm Carter. And the ball is tipped out of bounds. And it will stay Valley Stream basketball. Checked in for the Vikings is number 32, Jack Stolfer. Elijah Robinson inbounds the ball to number 23, Emmanuel St. Flour, and he is fouled and will go to the line for two. Jack Stolfer early checking into the game and commits the foul. St. Flour going to the line. His first shot is off the mark. And his second shot, St. Flour, from the charity stripe. And it's off the front rim this time. Ressa with the rebound. Block, bringing up the ball, bounce pass across to Moore on the left wing. He drives, kicks out to Mizrahi. Mizrahi spinning and winning! A great move by Mizrahi, spinning and winning into the rim. Okoko out to Robinson. Robinson to St. Flour. Doc with the ball. Takes it out to Okoko. Good through the legs move. Hand checking on Tyler Moore. And he commits a foul.
Oh boy.
Checking in, O'Brady is in for St. Flour. 4:51 left to play. Okoko at the line as they are now in the bonus. The first one is off the mark. Rebounded by O'Brady and put up and won. The foul is on Garrett Ressa. Basket is good. And O'Brady will go to the line with one shot to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. His attempt is good, and he completes the three-point play. 60-33 in favor of the Vikings. 4:45 left to play. Block with the ball. Stutter step move. Bounce pass to Moore. Moore drives. Good move to the rim, and he is fouled. The foul is on Ryan Jermison. That is his first. And number 14, Colin Cherry is checking into the game. Coming out for the Vikings is Adam Mizrahi. The free throw is good from Tyler Moore. Okoko to O'Brady. Number 14, Cherry with the ball to Robinson. Okoko driving, kicks out to Cherry. Crossovers to Doc, to Robinson. Robinson drives, puts up the shot, blocked. Stolfer gets the ball. Back the other way for Stolfer. Slows it down. Gives it to Block in the corner. Block drives. Good fake pass move to Ashmawi, who finishes the layup. Okoko with the ball, gives it to Doc. Doc to O'Brady. O'Brady to Robinson. Robinson to Cherry, and Cherry loses the ball. And the ref is signaling for a foul on Jack Stolfer. That is his second. Dylan, did you see what happened there? And Cherry's first shot from the line. And it's no good. Checking in is Ben Winkelbaum, in for Jake Block. And fans, salute Jake Block, as that will most likely be his last minute of the game. 3:45 left. Vikings lead by 30. Missed free throw again by Cherry. Rebounded by Levent. Levent to Moore. Moore can't handle it. Gets it back. Good move. Up and under. No good on the layup. Okoku with the ball. Dribbles baseline. Push off to Cherry in the paint. And Cherry is called for a traveling violation. And Tyler Moore with the ball. Gives it to Stolper. Stolper goes left to Levent. Levent for three. No good in and out. Rebounded by Cisco. Cisco slowing it down to Okoku. To Robinson. Robinson with the pass to O'Brady. O'Brady to Robinson. Robinson to Okoku. Driving. Puts up the shot, double clutch, no good, rebounded by Ben Winkelbaum. Winkelbaum drives, and it's picked off by O'Brady. O'Brady gets the pass from Cisco, but it goes out of bounds before being able to handle it. 2:46 left, 30-point game here. Stolper with the ball at the top of the key. Swings it to Levent. Levent drives, puts up the floater. It's good! Ankin John Levent with his first bucket of the game. Okoko with the ball, gives it to O'Brady. O'Brady drives right, in the paint. Gets past defender Stolper, passes off to Cherry, no good on the layup. Winkelbaum with the rebound. Good pass to Moore, he is fouled and one! The foul is on Brady, that is his fourth. And that was a great move by Moore, getting to the rim, and a very good pass from Ben Winkelbaum to lead him. And Moore's shot completes the three-point play. It is 68-33. Okoko with the ball at half court, guarded by Moore. Kicks it out to the right wing. To Cisco at the top. To Okoko. Okoko drives. Levent with the switch on defense. And the pass is picked off but regained. And number 10, Christian Robinson with a wild shot. Rebounded by Moore. Winkelbaum with the ball, bringing it up. Bounce pass to Stolper. A good lead pass to Winkelbaum. To Ashmawi. Ashmawi for three. And he hits the three. Ashmawi hits the big three, and that will give them a 71-35 point lead.
A big old grin from the big man after hitting that, and the bench was pretty wild after that one.
Winkelbaum with the ball, gives it to Moore, and it's stolen by O'Brady. O'Brady driving, and he loses the ball, screaming profanity as he is angry at himself for losing the ball. Winkelbaum inbound some more. And O'Brady with the press picks it off from Moore, and Moore loses it out of bounds. Valley Stream ball. 1 minute to play in the fourth quarter. Driving Okoko. Dishes off to Cherry. Cherry with the layup. It's good. A good move by Cherry. 50 seconds to play. It is 71-37 here. Stolper with the ball. He drives, picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Ashmawi. Ashmawi, good spin move, puts up the shot, and he is fouled.
What a fucking agile move from
This looks like a college bench here in March Madness. And Ash Maui's first attempt is off the front of the rim, very short, no good. 37.4 left to play. Second shot is good. And number four, Coco, bringing up the ball, guarded by Moore. 30 seconds to play. 72-37. Okoko to Robinson. And Robinson with a pretty move. No good. Rebounded by O'Brady and puts up the layup. 15 seconds to play. Moore with the ball. He loses it. Gets it back. Gives the whistle back. 10 seconds left. And there is a foul. The foul is on O'Brady. That is his fifth personal foul. And since they are in the bonus, Winkelbaum will go to the line to shoot. Winkelbaum at the line. I believe they are in the double bonus, so he will get two shots. And his first one is no good off the back of the rim. 72-39 lead in favor of Port Washington. 8.7 seconds left. The second shot is good. It is 73 points for the Vikings. And Okoko bringing up the ball. 5 seconds left. He dribbles, puts up a three. Very short, no good. Rebounded by Valley Stream. And that is the end of the game. The Port Washington Vikings improved to 8-3 overall, as they lead and win 73-39 over the Valley Stream Central Eagles. Thank you for tuning in today for Dylan and I's broadcast of this very special Martin Luther King Jr. basketball game. We will hope to see you next time. Thank you for listening to WDOT Port Washington.